When we are still standing on sitting,
når vi nå fortsatt står,
will we just take a short prayer first?
La oss bare be sammen.
Thank you, Father.
Takk, far.
Thank you, Lord, because you know that you are in the presence of your people.
Takk at du, vi vet at du hører ditt folks lovprisning.
We bless you because we know that of a truth you accept the worship in the mouths and praises of your people.
Vi velsigner deg, for vi vet at du troner på ditt folks lovsang.
As we worship you, Lord,
mens vi tilber deg,
we know that the fragrance of our worship is coming up unto you.
Så vet vi at vellukten fra lovsangen kommer til deg.
And we know that you're coming down upon us with your glory and power.
Og du kommer over oss med din herlighet og kraft.
As you are in the midst of your people this moment,
Herre, når vi iblant ditt folk denne dagen,
as you want to speak into the hearts and souls of your own people,
så taler du til ditt hjerte, til våre hjerter.
May your word touch hearts.
Må ditt ord berøre hjerter.
May your word visit souls.
Må ditt ord berøre vår sjel.
May your word permeate into the bones and marrows of your people sitting and standing here today.
Må ditt ord komme inn i marg og ben fra i ditt folk som her i dag.
May it be, Father, that at the end of it all,
men så vet vi at i til slutten av alt,
all the glory will be given unto you alone.
Så ska all ære vende tilbake til deg alene.
In Jesus' name we pray.
I Jesu navn ber vi.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, for those who are still standing, I think you can sit now.
For dere som fortsatt står, så kan dere sitte nå.
It's good to be back fully.
Det godt å være tilbake fullt og helt.
Also nice to have those of you who may be watching us from online.
Også fint å ha dere med som kanskje ser oss online.
You're all welcome.
Dere alle velkomne.
You know, our calendar is such a way that in August, in the month of August,
I august måned,
it looks like we are just starting everything new.
Så det liksom som om vi starter på nytt igjen.
Maybe because some of us have been to vacation and come back.
Kanskje noen har vært på ferie og kommet tilbake.
So it feels like everything is starting new.
Så det liksom litt sånn følelse av å starte på nytt.
No, and it's true, we are really starting new.
Og det jo sant, for vi begynner jo på nytt.
You know, schools are starting very soon.
Skolene starter opp snart.
Some people are starting a new job.
Og noen starter kanskje en ny jobb.
Some may have moved from one location to the other.
Noen har flyttet fra ett sted til ett annet.
Some are even changing homes.
Og noen har kanskje byttet bosted.
So a lot of things tend to feel new.
Det kan være mange ting som får oss til å føle at ting nytt.
So even the church is not left out.
Så selv kirken liksom ikke utelatt fra det.
As we starting in the month of August.
Så vi starter nå i august måned.
We have lots of fantastic activities, spiritual activities in the coming weeks and months.
Så har vi mange spennende aktiviteter de neste ukene og månedene.
And we kind of look forward to all these new things with the hope and the excitement.
Og vi kan se framover mot disse nye tingene med håp og med begeistring.
I have a little boy, my last boy, Agosie.
Jeg har en liten gutt, Agosie.
He's starting a school here at SKG for the first time.
Han skal begynne på SKG på skolen her for første gang.
So he's starting this coming week.
Så han starter denne kommende uken.
And about 2 weeks ago or something.
Og for 2 uker siden omkring.
Yeah, he go and pick up his school bag.
Så fikk han kjøpt seg en sekk.
So he will put it on.
Så han tok den på.
He will fasten it.
Och han satte den fast
just to make sure that it fits.
Bara för att vara säker på att den passet.
He is looking forward to a new beginning.
Han så fram mot en ny start.
And then I overheard him asking his older siblings.
Och så hörte han överhörte hans spöra sina äldre syskon.
So he's asking them what do I need to have in the bag?
Så han spör dem vad tänker jag ha i säcken min?
Maybe I need more pencils.
Kanskje jeg må ha mer blyanter.
So it was a lot of excitement.
Så det var mye spenning.
And that is the same with all of us.
Og sånn det med oss alle sammen.
When we are starting new.
Når vi begynner på noe nytt.
When we are starting on a new momentum, on a new season.
Når vi snakker med noe nytt, så det et nytt momentum.
We started with a lot of hope and excitement.
Da starter vi med mye håp og spenning.
And I'm sure that we all are back ready to start new with that hope and excitement.
Så jeg håper at vi alle skal kjenne at vi... Yeah, hold it up okay. Here. Yeah. Yes.
Never mind. It happens sometimes.
Det skjer noen ganger.
Nothing is perfect in this world.
Ingenting perfekt I denne verden.
We're going to make perfect things only up there.
Det alt som perfekt og fullkomment der oppe.
Amen. So I love I love new beginnings.
Så jeg elsker nye starter.
I love it when it is starting new.
Jeg liker når ting nytt.
You know, the nature of God dictates new beginnings.
Guds natur viser oss nye starter.
If you look, read through the whole Bible.
Hvis vi leser gjennom hele Bibelen.
It is filled with a lot of instances of new beginnings.
Så det fullt av ting som har nye starter.
You know, right after creation.
Rett etter skapelsen.
In Genesis 8.
I Første Mosebok 8,
Genesis 8 verse 22.
Og vers 22.
It says that God after he finished creation.
Så står det at etter at han hadde fullført skapelsen.
He said there's going to be seed time and harvest time.
Så sa han at det kommer til å være såtid og høsttid.
There's time for heat, there's times for cold.
Det tider for varme og for kulde.
There's time for winter, there's time for summer.
Det tid for vinter og sommer.
So these are all new beginnings.
Så alt dette nye begynnelser.
And after the flood.
Og etter floden og oversvømmelsen.
God set up a rainbow in the sky.
Så satte Gud en regnbue på himmelen.
To mark a new beginning.
For å markere en ny begynnelse.
When the children of Israel celebrated Passover.
Når Israels folk feiret påske.
God gave them a new beginning.
Så ga Gud dem en ny begynnelse.
When they moved into the land of Jordan.
Når de gikk inn I Jordan.
When they moved away from Jordan into the land of Canaan.
Når de gikk inn I Kanans land.
A new beginning started.
Så begynte en ny begynnelse.
And when Jesus Christ came.
Og da Jesus kom
to establish the new covenant.
For å etablere en ny pakt.
God gave us mankind a new beginning.
Så ga Gud oss som menneskehet en ny begynnelse.
It is all about new beginnings.
Så alt handler om nye begynnelser.
You remember the name Peter?
Du husker Peter?
He is one of the foremost disciples of Jesus.
Han var en av de fremste disiplene til Jesus.
He denied Jesus three times.
Han fornektet Jesus flere ganger.
He repented.
Han omvendte seg.
And Jesus gave him a new beginning.
Og så ga Jesus han en ny begynnelse.
And talking about Peter.
Og når vi snakker om Peter.
Our message today is going to be centered around the story of Peter.
Så skal jeg konsentrere denne talen rundt hans historie.
And how God restored him to a new beginning.
Og hvordan Gud gjenopprettet ham for en ny begynnelse.
So it's all about new beginning today.
Så alt handler om nye begynnelser.
And our story is going to be centered around John 21.
Og vi skal ta utgangspunkt I Johannes 21.
We will not read all of them because of time.
Vi skal ikke lese alt der I kapitlet på grunn av tiden.
But I know that all of us we know the story.
Men vi kjenner de fleste av oss historien.
So who is Peter?
Så hvem Peter?
Originally he was a fisherman, right?
Han var utgangspunktet fisker, ikke sant?
And along the line Jesus called him to become fishers of men.
Og Jesus kalte han til å bli en menneskefisker.
And Peter was one of the closest disciples to Jesus.
Og Jesus var en av Peter var en av Jesu nærmeste disipler.
He was more like the leader of the new church that Jesus was trying to establish.
Han var jo den som ble en leder for Jesus sin kirke når han etablerte den.
So Jesus saw the potential in Peter from the very beginning.
Så Jesus så potensialet I Peter fra
begynnelsen. That is how God sees us.
Og det sånn Gud ser på oss.
He sees the potential in all of us.
Han ser potensialet I den enkelt av oss.
He sees what we can become and not what we are.
Han ser hva vi kan bli, ikke bare på hva vi
He sees where we can go and not where we remain.
Han ser på hvor vi kan gå, ikke bare på hvor vi befinner oss.
That is how God sees us.
Det sånn Gud ser oss.
So Jesus saw the potential in Peter from the very beginning.
Så Jesus så potensialet I Peter helt fra begynnelsen.
And Peter himself was very very committed.
Og Peter selv var veldig overgitt.
Peter was a very committed disciple of Jesus.
Han var overgitt disippel av Jesus.
He was always with him.
Han var alltid med ham.
He never looked back.
Han så aldri tilbake.
But you remember.
Men husk.
One time.
En gang.
Jesus said to all his disciples.
Når Jesus hadde samlet alle sine disipler.
He said, a day is coming.
Så sier han, dagen kommer.
When I will be arrested.
Når jeg blir tatt til fange.
All of you will run away.
Og dere kommer alle til å flykte fra meg.
And Peter said no.
Og Peter sier nei.
It's not me.
Ikke jeg.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I got your back.
Jeg holder ryggen på deg.
Everybody can run away.
Alle kan flykte.
But not me.
Ikke jeg.
Even if it means laying down my own life for you.
Selv om det betyr at jeg skal gi mitt liv for deg.
So Peter was committed.
Så Peter var overgitt.
Have you had an occasion where somebody says to you, I've got your back?
Har du hatt en situasjon hvor noen har sagt til deg at jeg støtter deg?
You know the feeling.
Du vet.
Do you know the feeling how it feels like when somebody says I've got your back?
Når noen sier at jeg skal stå bak deg.
Some years ago.
Noen år tilbake.
I traveled to Nigeria with my family.
Så reiste jeg til Nigeria med min familie.
It was on a Christmas season.
Det var I julesesongen.
So we stayed mostly in the city.
Så vi var for det meste I byen.
And when it was time for Christmas.
Og når det var tid for julaften.
We decided to move to the village where my parents originally come from.
Så reiste vi ut I landsbyen hvor mine foreldre opprinnelig kom ifra.
And it is common for people from my own side of Nigeria.
Og det vanlig for folk fra min del av Nigeria.
That we move a lot towards the village for Christmas.
At vi beveger oss til byen for eller til landsbyen for.
Because this is where you're going to meet all the relatives.
Det der vi møter alle slektningene.
And so I was driving getting to our village.
Så jeg kjørte for å komme til landsbyen vår.
So we got to this junction where we need to enter our village.
Og så kom vi til dette veikrysset hvor vi skulle inn da I landsbyen.
There's a taxi park where the taxis stay. Taxi.
Hvor det en sånn drosjeholdeplass.
But these are motorcycle taxis, right?
Men det her var motorsykkeldrosjer.
So it's not the cars, it's motorcycle taxis.
Så det var ikke biler, men motorsykler.
And these people, the story is that they always have a lot of accidents.
Og historien med dem at de har ofte mye uhell med seg.
Especially in the night because it's always dark.
Særlig om natten for det mørkt.
And there's also the rumor that some of them are involved in a little bit of crime.
Og det involverer også noe kriminell virksomhet her.
So I bought some reflective vests.
Så før vi dro så hadde jeg med meg noen sånne refleksvester.
And when I got to this junction,
og da jeg kom til dette krysset, holdeplassen,
I stopped and gave all of them reflective vests.
Så stoppet jeg og så fikk de hver enkelt en sånn refleksvest.
And I took a bit of time to talk about safety.
Och så tog jag lite tid till att snacka om säkerhet.
And then I talked a little bit about how they should try not to be involved in crime.
Och så snackade jag lite om hur de borde avstå från kriminalitet.
And I went further to say that I tried to like, you know, give them the mind, give them the praise.
Jag försökte liksom uppmuntra dem lite och få dem till att välja något högre.
I said to them.
Jag sa till dem.
No bad guy can come into our town.
Du vet att ingen slemme folk kan bör komma in I vår by.
That you cannot know.
Som de inte känner.
So make sure that bad people don't come into the town and do something bad.
Så pass på att inte det kommer fel folk in I landsbyn och gör något dumt.
So if you see anything.
Så hvis du ser något.
Try to call the police.
Så ta och kontakt politiet.
And while I was still talking.
Och mens jag ännu snackat med dem.
One of them.
Så sa en.
Very huge guy.
En ganska stor kar.
I'm sure he's a bit bigger and taller than me.
Han var högre än mig och.
And then he spoke in a very deep voice.
Och han snackade med väldigt djup stämma.
And he said, "Boss."
Han sa, "Chef."
I'm sure most of them don't know me anyway.
Jag vet att de flesta känner inte mig likväl.
And he said, "Boss."
Och han sa, "Chef."
"Boss, listen to me."
Hör på mig.
"We are here."
Vi är här.
No bad guy is going to come here.
Ingen fel folk kommer hit.
As long as I'm here.
Så länge jag är här.
Before any bad guy will come here.
Hvis noen feil folk kommer hit,
he will need to get me down first.
Så må han forbi meg først.
And then the rest nodded their heads.
Og de andre bare stod og nikket.
And I was like, okay.
Og det var sånn, okay.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Ja, dere gjør en god jobb.
And then I had that feeling.
Jeg hadde den følelsen.
Oh, these guys are here.
Disse gutta
her. They look tougher and stronger than even the police.
De til og med tøffere og sterkere enn politiet.
So maybe that was the way Peter talked to Jesus.
Så kanskje det var sånn Peter snakket til Jesus.
Before you could be arrested.
Før du kan bli arrestert, Jesus.
I'm here.
Jeg her.
And maybe unfortunately Jesus did not have the feeling that I had.
Och den här känslan hade jag.
So instead of Jesus to praise Peter.
Så istället för att Jesus lovprisar Peter.
He said to him, "Brother Peter."
Så säger han, "Broder Peter."
"I feel you."
Jag känner dig.
"I understand."
Jag vet.
"You are committed."
Du är övergivet.
"But before the rooster crows three times."
Men för han galer tre gånger.
"Before the rooster crows this night."
För han galer.
"You are going to deny me three times."
Så skall du förnekade mig tre gånger.
So Jesus had a different feeling.
Så Jesus hade en annan känsla.
But that didn't stop Peter from being committed.
Men det stoppade inte Peter från att vara övergivet.
And when the soldiers came to arrest Jesus.
Och då soldaterna kom för att arrestera Jesus.
I'm sure that Peter must have said.
Så tänker jag att Peter måste ha sagt.
Here we go.
Här nu sker det.
It's on.
Han är på.
The battle is now.
Nu är kampen.
And then he pulled his sword.
Och så tog han svärdet.
He cut off the ear of one of the servants of the high priest.
Och så kuttade han av örat till översteprästens tjänare.
This was in the midst and the presence of soldiers.
Detta här var i mitt ibland soldater.
But Peter was bold enough to pull his sword.
Peter, han var modig nok til at han trakk sverdet.
That tells you the level of commitment that Peter had towards Jesus.
Det sier noe om nivået av overgitthet som Peter hadde til Jesus.
In the midst of soldiers.
Midt blant soldater.
He pulled his sword.
Så trakk han sverdet.
So you cannot accuse Peter of not being committed.
Så du kan jo ikke anklage Peter for ikke være overgitt.
You see, sometimes.
Noen ganger.
As we walk with God,
når vi vandrer med Herren,
as we go into this new season,
når vi går I denne nye begynnelsen,
we may want to do things on our own.
Så har vi en tendens til å gjøre ting selv.
But in certain given situations,
men I visse situasjoner,
God may want us to act differently.
Så vil Gud at vi skal handle annerledes.
What did Jesus do?
Hva det Jesus sier da?
He said to the disciples,
han sier til disiplene,
put your sword back.
Stikk sverdet I sliren.
Put it back.
Putte tilbake.
And he healed the ear.
Og så helbredet han øret.
So what do you think that the disciples would think?
Så hva tenkte disiplene da?
They may think, oh.
Og de tenkte, oh.
This man.
Denne mannen.
Looks like he wants to give up without giving up a fight.
Det ser ut som han vil gi opp uten at det skal være en kamp engang.
He just wants to surrender.
Han ville bare overgi seg.
Well, that's on him.
Ja, det får være hans sak.
So the disciples, most of them went away.
Så de fleste av disiplene, de forsvant.
But Peter had followed him.
Men Peter fortsatte etter Jesus.
And eventually,
og til slutt,
he denied him three times.
Så endte det med at han fornektet tre ganger.
Have you ever sworn never to do something again?
Har du fått denne opplevelsen av å ikke ville gjøre noe igjen?
And then end up doing it.
Og så gjør du det likevel?
Like you said, I will never do this again.
Du sier til deg selv, jeg skal aldri gjøre dette igjen.
But you end up doing it.
Men så gjør du det.
How do you feel?
Hvordan kjennes det?
I'm sure that Peter didn't feel so good.
Peter kjente det ikke godt.
Peter left with the guilt.
Peter kjente på skyldfølelsen.
He left with shame.
Han ble gjort til skamme.
Peter felt he was a failure.
Han følte at han tapte.
And eventually Jesus was arrested and killed.
Og Jesus ble arrestert og drept.
Everybody went their way.
Alle gikk til sin vei.
Jesus rose up.
Men Jesus sto opp igjen.
He was appearing to different people.
Han åpenbarte seg for forskjellige mennesker.
And then Peter, one day.
Og så det at Peter en dag.
He said to the other disciples.
Sier til de andre disiplene.
Said, guys, I'm going back to fishing.
Gutter, nå går jeg tilbake for å fiske.
And about six of them say, yo, we're gonna go with you.
Og de sier, okay, ja, vi blir med.
Peter is going back to his old profession.
Så går Peter tillbaka till sitt gamla yrke.
Maybe there's someone here.
Kanske någon här.
You may have been walking with Jesus.
Så har du gått med Herren.
You may have chosen a path and following it.
Du har valt en väg och så har du följt den.
You may have been involved in one work or the other.
Du har varit involverad I ett arbete eller något annat.
You have defined how you think the end is going to be.
Du har sett för dig hur du tänker att slutet ska bli.
But the end is not going the way you thought.
Men så gick inte slutet slik som du tänkte.
And then you give up.
Och så ger du upp.
You say I need to go back to my previous former life.
Ja, jag tänker att gå tillbaka till det jag gjorde för, har du tänkt.
I go back to where I started.
Jag går tillbaka till där jag startade.
Back to my comfort zone.
Bak till min komfortzon.
After all I have tried.
Jag har ju trots allt prövd.
Peter wanted to go back to the good old times.
Peter han gick tillbaka till de goda gamla dagarna.
The good old times of fishing in the sea.
De goda gamla dagar med fiske och sjö.
With the other disciples.
Mens de andre disiplene.
Maybe they have longed.
Sammen med dem, unnskyld.
Maybe they have longed for to eat fish.
Kanskje de hadde lengtet etter å spise fisk.
It could be that they have not been eating as much fish the 3 years they were walking with Jesus.
Kanskje ikke de hadde spist så mye fisk de 3 årene de hadde vandret med Jesus.
Peter and the other disciples felt, let's go back to what we know very easy.
Så det var lett for dem å tenke at la oss gå tilbake til det vi kjenner.
It was not anything bad.
Det var ikke noe galt.
Peter did nothing wrong.
Peter gjorde ikke noe galt.
So he had to go back to his comfort zone.
Så han gikk jo tilbake til sin komfortzone.
After all, Jesus is gone.
Tross alt så var Jesus borte nå.
Peter thought this is a new beginning.
Så Peter tenkte at nå det en ny start.
And again, that Peter did nothing wrong.
Og igjen, Peter gjorde ikke noe galt.
He has been giving it all to Jesus.
Han hadde jo tross alt gitt alt for Jesus.
Maybe it is the same with someone here today.
Kanskje det noe du kjenner deg igjen I.
I have been giving it all.
At du har gitt alt.
But you feel in this new season.
Och så känner du att denna nya säsongen.
I need to slow down.
Så måste jag slappa lite av.
Yes, that feeling can come sometimes.
Den känslan kan komma
just like Peter.
Akkurat som Peter.
See, I need to slow down.
Jag tänker att sakna tempo
lite. I need to go back to what I do very well.
Jag tänker att komma tillbaka till det som jag känner gott.
So Peter and the disciples they got a boat and a net.
Så Peter de fant båt och nät.
It is possible that they rented this boat.
Kanske de leide båten.
It is possible that they got it on credit.
Kan hända de köpte den på kredit och avbetalning.
Remember they were not walking the past 3 years they were going with Jesus.
Du spott de hade inte jobbat med detta de tre sista åren hvor de hade vandrat med Jesus.
So it's possible that Peter and the disciples went into debt to get this boat.
Så kanske de tog på sig gäld för att få köpt den här båten.
As we are going into the new season.
När de nu var på väg in I en ny säsong.
As we are going into what you think is a new beginning.
Det som de tänkte skulle vara en ny start.
Be careful of the kind of debt you take.
Vær forsiktig med hva slags gjeld du setter deg I.
It may not just be physical debt.
Det bør ikke være fysisk gjeld.
It could be spiritual debt.
Det kan være åndelig gjeld.
So Peter may have gone into debt to get a boat and a net, go back to the sea.
Så Peter hadde kanskje tatt på seg gjeld for å komme inn I båt og ut på sjøen igjen.
Because he thought this is a new beginning for us.
Han tenkte at dette en ny start for oss.
This is something he knows to do very well.
Dette noe som han kjenner veldig godt.
They toyed all night.
Så de fisket hele natten.
They found nothing.
Fant ingenting.
And then by morning.
Men ved morgenen.
They saw a man standing afar off.
Så ser de en man som står på stranden.
The man say friends.
Så sier mannen, venner.
Have you caught some fish?
Har dere fått noe fisk?
What do you think the disciples would think?
Hva tror du de tenkte?
Peter and his other fellow or his colleagues.
Peter og hans kolleger.
They might have thought.
De må ha tenkt.
Maybe that's our first customer.
Oh, kanskje det han som skal kjøpe fisken.
Because their fishing was not just to eat fish.
For deres oppdrag var jo ikke bare å spise fisken.
I believe they need to make some money, right? They are fishers of men.
De måtte jo tjene penger. De var jo fiskere.
So when Jesus yelled from the land and said, "Have you got some fish?"
Så da Jesus ropte fra stranden og spurte, "Har dere fått noe fisk?"
So they may have said.
Så kan de ha sagt.
There goes our first customer.
Der vår første kunde.
Unfortunately, we don't have any fish.
Dessverre har vi ikke noe fisk.
And then they say to him.
Så sier de til ham.
They say no, we caught nothing.
Nei, vi har ikke fått noe.
Do you see?
Skjønner du?
Do you see?
Ser du?
How they have been toiling all night.
Hvordan de har holdt på hele natten.
But it was a new beginning.
Men det var en ny start.
Now Jesus says to them from the shore.
Så sier Jesus til dem fra stranden.
Can you cast your net on the right side of your boat?
Kan dere kaste nettet på motsatt side av båten?
They did and they caught a whole lot of fish.
Og så gjorde de og fikk masse fisk.
Do you see?
Ser du?
How close we can be to what we aim for.
Hvor nærme vi kan være på det vi sikter mot.
Do you see how close we can be to our blessing that we are yearning for?
Kan du se att vi kan vara så nära välsignelsen som vi siktar emot?
But if we don't listen to the word of God.
Men hvis vi ikke lytter til Guds ord.
We can easily miss it.
Så kan vi fort miste det.
In this new season.
I denna nya säsongen.
In this new season.
I denna nya säsongen.
Before we take that step.
Før vi tar dette skrittet.
Let us listen and hear what the Spirit says to the heart.
Så la oss lytte inn hva ånden sier I våre hjerter.
Peter and the disciples, we are toiling all night.
Fordi at disiplene og Peter hadde holdt på hele natten.
The fish was right beside them.
Og fisken var rett ved dem.
But because they were doing it on their own.
Men fordi de gjorde det selv.
They could not see it.
Så kunne de ikke se det.
So as we are stepping into a new season.
Så efter när vi nu går in I en ny begynnelse.
As you are starting a new class in your school.
När du startar nu I en ny kanske en klass eller ditt trinn.
As you are starting a new job.
Kanske en ny jobb.
You're moving to a new location.
Du flyttar till ett nytt bostad.
Listen to what the Spirit says to the heart.
Lytt till vad Anden säger.
It is very important.
Det är så viktigt.
So when Peter and James and the rest recognized that that was Jesus.
Så när Peter och disciplinerna igen sina, ja men det är ju Jesus.
They left all the fish.
Så lät de fisken vara igen.
They ran to him.
Så löpte mot honom.
They ran to the shore.
De Peter löp mot stranden.
And when they got there.
Och då de kom dit.
What did they see?
Vad såg de då?
In verse 9.
I vers 9, kapittel 21.
In the same John 21 in verse 9.
Johannes 21, 9.
This is what they saw.
Detta är vad de såg.
He said then as soon as they had come to the land.
Då de var kommit I land.
They saw a fire of coals.
Såg de ett bål där.
And fish laid on it.
Och det låg fisk och bröd på glörna.
And bread.
Och bröd.
We may want to do it our own way.
Kanske vi vill göra det på vår väg på måte.
God we always have his own way to direct our paths.
Men så vill Gud ha sin måte att leda oss på.
He does not only direct our paths.
Han leder inte bara våra hjärtar.
He prepares the way.
Men han förbereder vägen.
And he sets the table.
Og hans dekker bord for deg.
The disciples longed to eat fish.
Disiplene, de lengtet etter fisk.
But here is Jesus on the land.
Og her Jesus på land.
He already prepared the fish.
Han har allerede forberedt fisken.
He was already there preparing the fish meat that Peter and others were looking for.
Han var allerede der og forberedte den fisken som Peter og de andre så etter.
And that is how it can be with us.
Og sånn kan det også være for oss.
When we step out to do it our own way.
Når vi begynner å gjøre ting på vår egen måte.
God will always have his own way of pulling us back to himself.
Så vil Gud også alltid ha sin måte å dra oss tilbake på.
That is to tell you how his love over us can be so powerful.
Det for å vise oss hvordan hans kjærlighet over våre liv kan være så kraftfull.
He had to go the extra mile to prepare the fish meal for his disciples.
Han gikk den ekstra milen for å forberede måltidet for sine disipler.
He was still a servant even after resurrection.
Han var en tjener også etter sin oppstandelse.
In this new beginning.
I denne nye begynnelsen.
Step and answer the call.
Så begynn å gi gjensvar på kallet.
Jesus said to them.
Jesus sa til dem.
Have you caught any fish?
Har dere fått noen fisk?
They recognized him.
De gjenkjente
ham. They ran to him.
De løp til ham.
When he calls.
Og da han kalte
dem. Recognized the voice.
Og de gjenkjente hans stemme.
And ran to him.
Og løp til ham.
The psalmist says in chapter 23.
Salme sier i 23. I kapitel 33.
He says he prepares a table before me.
Han har satt et bord foran meg, 23.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
Han lar meg ligge i grønne enger.
God is always there to prepare the table.
Gud har alltid forberedt et bord for deg.
Take that as a promise.
Ta det som et løfte.
As you step into this new beginning.
Nå som du står på terskelen inn I en ny begynnelse.
But Jesus did not stop there.
Men Jesus stoppet ikke der.
He needed to bring Peter back.
Han tok Peter tilbake.
Remember, Peter have not had the opportunity to say, Jesus, I'm sorry.
Du vet, Peter hadde ikke hatt sjansen til å si til Jesus, unnskyld.
Peter was still living with the guilt and shame of denying Jesus.
Jesus var fortsatt fylt av skam etter at han hadde fornektet Jesus.
And Jesus knows.
Og Jesus vet.
That I need to bring Peter back to who I want him to be.
At jeg trenger å bringe Peter tilbake til den han kalt til å være.
And after their meal.
Og etter måltidet.
Jesus said to Peter.
Så sier Jesus til Peter.
He said, Peter, son of Simon, son of Jonah.
Han sier, Peter, son av Jonah.
He says, do you truly love me more than this?
Elsker du deg mer enn disse?
Do you love me more than this?
Elsker du meg mer enn disse?
More than what?
Mer enn hva?
Peter.
Peter.
Do you love me more than your school?
Peter, elsker du deg mer enn skolen?
Do you love me more than your job?
Mer enn jobben?
Do you love me more than your possessions?
Elsker du meg mer enn
possessions?
Enn stillinger?
Do you love me? Do you love me more than your cabin?
Elsker du meg når du på hytta?
Peter.
Peter.
Do you love me more than this?
Peter, elsker du meg mer enn disse?
Jesus was about to do something.
Og Peter, han var I ferd med å gjøre noe.
The most important question all of us need to ask and answer in this season.
Det viktigste spørsmålet som hver enkelt av oss trenger å stille I denne sesongen.
As I go into the new beginning.
Når vi nå på vei inn I en ny begynnelse.
Do I love him more than this?
Du elsker jeg ham mer enn disse tingene?
And when we answer yes to that question.
Og når vi gir vårt svar til det spørsmålet.
We see that everything becomes easier.
Så ser vi at ja, ting blir enklere da.
He says, seek me first.
Han sier Søk meg først.
Seek the kingdom first.
Søk Guds rike først.
All these things will be added.
Så skal du få alle disse andre tingene I tillegg.
Jesus asked Peter that question 3 times.
Så Peter han stiller dette spørsmålet 3 ganger.
Remember that Peter denied him 3 times.
Og husk at Peter fornektet 3 ganger.
Jesus was about to do something.
Jesus.
He was about to do something.
Han I ferd med å gjøre noe.
He wanted to cancel out those 3 times that Peter denied him.
Han var I ferd med å slette ut alle de 3 gangene som Peter hadde fornektet ham.
That was why he asked him 3 times.
Det var derfor han spurte ham
3
ganger.
Do you truly love me?
Elsker du meg virkelig?
God is asking the same question to us today.
Gud stiller oss det samme spørsmålet I dag.
Do you love me?
Elsker du meg?
And each time we answer yes.
Og hver gang som vi svarer ja.
We see that we are stepping into gradually the purpose he has for us.
Så ser vi att vi tar ett skritt vidare in I det som är hans hensikt för oss.
God wants to restore somebody today.
Gud önskar att återupprätta någon idag.
He went to restore somebody from guilt and shame.
Han önskar att återupprätta någon från skuld och skam.
He want to restore somebody from guilt from failures.
Han vill återupprätta någon från skuldfölelse och från nederlag.
From pain.
Fra smerte.
All we need is just to say yes.
Alt vi trenger å gjøre å si Ja.
Like Peter.
Som Peter.
He asked the question 3 times.
Han stilte spørsmålet 3 ganger.
And on 3 times Peter responded.
Og 3 ganger så responderte Peter.
And Peter was fully restored.
Og Peter var fullt gjenopprettet.
But perspective is very important.
Men perspektivet her så viktig.
As we are starting a new season.
For når vi starter på en ny begynnelse.
We are going in it with hope, with excitement.
Med håp og med begeistring.
But it's good that we don't see it just from the earthly perspective.
Så er det viktig at vi ikke bare ser det fra det jordiske perspektivet.
It is good to see it from the heavens perspective.
Det er godt å se også fra det himmelske perspektivet.
Because perspective is important.
For perspektiv er viktig.
Peter saw himself as a failure.
Peter han så seg selv som en som hadde feilet.
He thought it was all over.
Han tenkte at det over.
Because he did not look at God's perspective.
For han så ikke Guds perspektiv.
He did not know that with God nothing is impossible.
Han så ikke at med Gud ingenting umulig.
Perspective yields purpose.
Perspektiver det gir
purpose.
Hensikt.
But it is when we see it from the God's perspective.
Men det når vi ser det fra Guds synsvinkel.
His word says in Romans 8:28.
Romerne 8:28 sier.
He said that and we know
for vi vet
that all things work together for good.
At alle ting samvirker til gode.
To them who love God.
For dem som elsker Gud.
And to them who are called according to his purpose.
Og som etter hans råd kalt.
In this new beginning.
Så I denne nye begynnelsen.
I'm sure that some of us long to accomplish so many things.
Så jeg sikker på at vi lengter etter å fullføre ulike ting.
We want to do well in our schools.
Vi ønsker å gjøre det godt på skole.
We want to do well in our jobs.
Vi ønsker å gjøre det godt på jobb.
We want to buy more.
Vi ønsker å kunne kjøpe mer.
We want to save more.
Vi ønsker å spare mer.
We want to have fun.
Vi vil ha det moro.
These are all very good.
Alt det bra.
They are very important.
Det viktige ting.
But remember.
Men husk.
They are temporal.
Det også midlertidig.
We think that when we have all these things.
Vi tänker att när vi har alla dessa tingena.
We are going to have the fulfillment.
Så ska vi ha fullhet I vårt inre.
We have the joy.
Då vill vi ha glädjen.
We have the peace.
Då vill vi ha freden.
That we are looking for.
Som vi ser efter.
That is true.
Det sant.
But it is only temporal.
Men det midlertidig.
We cannot be the source of our own fulfillment.
Vi kan ikke oppfylle våre egne drømmer.
We cannot be the source of our own joy.
Vi kan ikke være kilden til vår egen dypeste glede.
We can only be fulfilled when we answer his call.
Vi kan bare være tilfredse når vi gir gjensvar på hans kall.
We can only be fulfilled when we see things from God's own perspective, not ours.
Vi kan bare være tilfredse når vi ser ting fra hans perspektiv, ikke bare vårt eget.
Because he has made a way.
For han har berett en vei.
He has given us the lamp.
Han har gitt oss lampen.
He has also filled us with the Holy Spirit.
Han har fylt oss med den hellige ånd.
And that gives us the guidance to see things from God's perspective.
Och det ger oss den evne till att kunna se ting från hans perspektiv.
That should be our approach in this new beginning.
Det bör vara vår hållning när vi går in I mot en ny begynnelse.
Praise team, can you come up?
Lovsangsteamet.
Because we want to pray.
För vi vill be sammen.
We want to pray for a certain group of people.
Vi vill
we'll pray for a certain group of people.
Vi ska be för olika grupper.
I love new beginnings.
Jeg glad I nye begynnelser.
But it is not the beginning that starts just in August.
Det handler ikke bare om august.
Because that is more of an earthly perspective.
For det et jordisk perspektiv.
We love new beginnings.
Vi elsker nye begynnelser.
But it's not the beginning of going back to the sea.
Det handler ikke om å gå tilbake til sjøen.
It's the beginning of calling, answering the call when he calls us.
Det handler om å se det som Gud kaller oss til.
It is not beginning of doing things that are only right in our own eyes.
Det handler ikke bare om å gjøre det som rett I egne øyne.
God is making an appeal through us.
Gud han gir en appell gjennom oss.
He says, I implore you on Christ's behalf.
Jeg formaner dere på vegne av Kristus.
Be reconciled to God.
Bli forsonet med Gud.
Be Christ ambassador.
Vær Kristi ambassadører.
If you think you may have fallen.
Hvis du tenker at du har fulgt ham,
if you think you may have taken a wrong path,
hvis du har kanskje gått ut av på en sidevei,
if you think you have taken the path back to the sea, to the old profession,
hvis du har gått tilbake til sjøen, til det gamle,
he is standing by the shore,
så står han ved stranden.
He is calling.
Han kaller.
Return back to your first love.
Og han kaller deg tilbake til den første kjærligheten.
You may have gone to start it your own way.
Kanskje du har tenkt at du gjør det på din måte.
But he is standing by the seaside yelling at you.
Men han står ved stranden og kaller på deg.
He has even prepared the table.
Han har til og med forberedt et bord.
All we need is just to answer.
Alt du trenger å gjøre å gi et gjensvar.
2 Corinthians 5.
Andre Korinterbrev 5.
It says if anyone is in Christ Jesus.
Därför om någon är I Kristus.
He is a new creation.
Då är han en ny skapning.
The old is gone.
Det gamla är förbi.
Because it is new.
Se allt är blivit nytt.
This is final.
Detta är det ändliga.
This is eternal.
Detta är evig.
This is spiritual.
Detta är andlig.
This is heavenly.
Detta är himmelsk.
This is how we experience peace and fulfillment.
Detta är hur vi upplever fred och tillfredshet.
We know the story of Peter after he was restored.
Så vi känner historien om Peter efter att han blev genupprättad.
He spoke one day.
Han talade en dag.
And 3,000 men were added to the kingdom.
Och 3,000 människor blev lagt till himlen, Guds rike.
All of us are Peters.
Alla av oss är vi såna Peter.
We are all Peters.
Vi är alla Peter.
The story of Peter is our story.
Peters historia är vår historia.
The story of Peter resonates with us.
Den här historien om Peter, den resonerar med oss.
In this new beginning.
För I denna nya begynnelse.
As you are starting new.
När vi nu startar nytt.
Make that commitment to serve him.
Så gör den här avgörelsen och tjäna ham.
Make that commitment to seek his face through prayer.
Låt det här vara en övergivelse till att söka hans ansikt.
Make a commitment to let others see the Christ in you and I.
Låt det här vara en övergivelse till att kunna se ting genom hans ögon.
Make a commitment to answer when he calls.
Låt det vara en övergivelse till att ge ett gensvar när han kallar.
That is the heavenly perspective.
Det är det himmelske perspektivet.
That is what gives joy and fulfillment and peace.
Det är vad som ger glädje och tillfredshet och fred.
If any man is in Christ.
Hvis någon är I Kristus.
He is a new creation.
Så är han en ny skapelse.
Maybe by peradventure.
Bare
Maybe by chance it happened that someone is not yet in Christ.
Kanske någon här inte skulle vara en kristen.
This is already a new beginning.
Så är ju detta här en ny begynnelse.
The foundation of the beginning is to be in him.
En ny ett fundament till att kunna vara I ham.
And if by chance
om det skulle vara
that someone here today
att någon här
who is yet to acknowledge him as Lord and Savior
icke har tagit emot Jesus som sin herre och frälsare
who is yet to confess him as Christ and Lord
som icke har bekänt Jesus som sin herre och
frälsare or is maybe someone here
kanske någon här
who thinks I want to get myself recommitted to him
som tänker att jag har önskar att ge mitt liv på nytt igen till Jesus
I want to start in a fresh beginning.
Jag vill starta med en ny begynnelse.
I want to make a fresh start.
Jag har lust att ge det här en ny start.
Be bold to answer his call now.
Så var modig och ge gensvar
just
på hans
like Peter.
Akkurat som Peter.
Just like Peter.
Akkurat som
he
Peter.
He is standing by the seaside.
Han står vid sjökanten.
Be bold if you are the type.
Hvis du
if you are one of those.
Hvis du är bland dem.
I feel I need to rededicate my life unto him and start all afresh.
Så du känner att jag önskar att överge mig på nytt igen för att starta.
Feel free to raise your hand and we pray with you.
Så bara var frimodig och räck upp handen och så ska vi be samman med dig.
And if you have not even known him before.
Och har du inte känt honom för?
Feel free to raise your hand.
Så bara räck upp handen du också.
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Jag är inte skamlig över evangeliet.
Whoever confesses me before man here on earth.
För alla de som bekänner mitt namn här på jorden.
I will confess him before my father in heaven.
Ska jag också bekänna inför min far I himlen.
Don't be ashamed.
Var skam dig inte.
Be bold.
Var modig.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Feel free to raise your hand.
Var bara vara frimodig till att räcka upp handen.
You can go the extra mile by standing up. Be on your feet if you are the type. Stand up. Be bold for him.
Du kan vara modig för ham. Du kan stå på fötterna dina.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Thank you Father.
Tack Herre.
Thank you Jesus.
Tack Jesus.
Thank you for these ones.
Tack Herre för
dessa. Thank you because these ones want to rededicate their lives unto you.
Herre tack för de som önskar att rededikera sitt liv för dig.
He says when I call.
För du säger när jag kallar.
Answer.
Så vill jag svara.
Lord as these ones answers.
Herre dessa svarar.
May you visit them from heaven.
Herre må du besöka dem Herre från himlen.
May you renew them afresh.
Gör dem nya, Herre.
As they confess you before men.
Herre, att de bekänner dig för
människor. May you confess them before your Father in heaven.
Så vill du också bekänna dem inför Herren.
As they surrender completely unto you.
Herre, när vi överger oss helt till dig.
May you do what you did to Peter.
Så må du göra det du gjorde för Peter.
May you restore them.
Må du genupprätta i hopp.
May you renew them completely, Father.
Må du förnya dem fullständigt.
May you pour upon them the grace to overcome the challenges of life.
Må du kalla på dem, Herre, till att kunna segra över livets omständigheter.
May you pour upon them the grace and courage to continue to walk in the ways you have designed and destined for them, Lord.
Må du ge dem frimodighet till att vandra i det som du har lagt för dem.
To the glory of your holy name.
Till ära för ditt helige namn.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Can somebody give a clap offering to Jesus?
Kan någon ge ett tack offer till Jesus?
Before we come down here.